Anemia in Children by All Star Medics. Lesson Objectives. By the end of this lesson, learners should be able to define anemia and identify age-specific normative red blood cell values. Describe the major causes of anemia in children. Recognize the clinical signs and symptoms of anemia. Outline the key investigations required to diagnose and classify anemia. Explain treatment strategies for iron deficiency, megaloblastic, and hemolytic anemia. Understand when to escalate care or refer to higher-level facilities. Description. Anemia is defined as a hemoglobin concentration or hematocrit that is two or more standard deviations below the mean for age and sex. It can occur due to decreased red cell production, which may result from deficiencies in iron, folate, or vitamin B12, or from bone marrow failure. Bone marrow failure may be caused by malignant infiltration, aplastic anemia, or congenital defects. Anemia can also occur due to increased red cell destruction or hemolysis. Hemolytic anemia may result from extracorpuscular defects, which are often immune-mediated, or intracorpuscular defects. Intracorpuscular defects include enzyme deficiencies such as G6PD deficiency, membrane defects such as hereditary spherocytosis or elliptocytosis, and globin defects such as sickle cell disease and thalassemia. Age-specific normative red blood cell values. At 26 to 30 weeks gestation, mean hemoglobin is 13.4 grams per deciliter, hematocrit 41.5%, and mean corpuscular volume 118.2 femtoliters. At full term, in the cord, hemoglobin is 16.5 grams per deciliter, hematocrit 51%, and mean corpuscular volume 108 femtoliters. At 1 to 3 days, hemoglobin is 18.5 grams per deciliter, hematocrit 56%, and MCV 108 femtoliters. At 1 month, hemoglobin is 13.9 grams per deciliter, hematocrit 44%, and MCV 101 femtoliters. At 6 months, hemoglobin is 12.6 grams per deciliter, hematocrit 36%, and MCV 76 femtoliters. From 2 to 6 years, hemoglobin is 12.5 grams per deciliter, hematocrit 37%, and MCV 81 femtoliters. From 6 to 12 years, hemoglobin is 13.5 grams per deciliter, hematocrit 40%, and MCV 86 femtoliters. For males aged 12 to 18 years, hemoglobin is 14.5 grams per deciliter, hematocrit 43%, and MCV 88 femtoliters. For females aged 12 to 18 years, hemoglobin is 14 grams per deciliter, hematocrit 41%, and MCV 90 femtoliters. Causes of anemia. Decreased red cell production. Nutritional deficiencies, including iron, folate, and vitamin B12. Bone marrow failure, which may be aplastic anemia, malignant infiltration, or congenital defects. Increased red cell destruction or hemolysis. Extracorpuscular defects, usually immune-mediated, such as autoimmune hemolysis or intracorpuscular defects. Intracorpuscular defects include enzyme deficiencies like G6PD deficiency, membrane defects such as hereditary spherocytosis or elliptocytosis, and globin defects including sickle cell anemia and thalassemia. Signs and symptoms. Children with anemia may present with pallor, fatigue, palpitations, dizziness and poor concentration, headache, jaundice, pica, coelonychia or spoon-shaped nails, bruising, bleeding episodes, petechiae and purpura, fever, tachycardia and edema, hepatosplenomegaly and lymphadenopathy. Investigations. Key tests include full blood count, peripheral smear, reticulocyte count, and total and direct serum bilirubin. Other tests may include ESR and LDH, direct and indirect Coombs tests, sickling test, bone marrow aspiration or biopsy, coagulation studies, including APTT, PT, INR, D-dimers and FDPs, and stool for occult blood, parasites, and ova. Urinalysis, including dipstick and microscopy. Treatment. Treat the underlying cause. If anemia persists without an identifiable cause, refer to a higher-level facility. Replace blood products using the following formulas. Packed red blood cells, body weight, multiplied by hemoglobin deficit, multiplied by 4. Whole blood, body weight, multiplied by hemoglobin deficit, multiplied by 6. Maximum transfusion should not exceed 20 milliliters per kilogram per day. For mild anemia, treat with hematinics. This usually raises hemoglobin about 1 gram per deciliter per month. Do not routinely give iron in sickle cell disease unless iron deficiency is confirmed. Iron deficiency anemia. Causes: poor nutrition, chronic blood loss, malabsorption, hookworm infestations. Signs: fatigue, palpitations, dizziness, glossitis, pica, and choelonychia. Investigations: low hemoglobin, low MCV and MCHC, raised RDW, microcytic hyperchromic red cells. Treatment: treat the underlying cause. Blood transfusion is reserved for life-threatening cases. Oral ferrous sulfate, 5 mg per kilogram every 8 hours, continued for 3 months after hemoglobin normalization. Megaloblastic anemia. Cause: vitamin B12 or folate deficiency leading to large abnormal red blood cells called megaloblasts. Signs: pallor, depression, hair loss, paresthesia, tremors, palsies, beefy tongue, and ataxic gait. Investigations: full blood count may show pancytopenia, peripheral smear with oval macrocytes and hypersegmented neutrophils. Serum vitamin B12, folate, electrolytes, liver function tests, urea, creatinine, reticulocyte count, bone marrow studies if indicated. Treatment: vitamin B12 deficiency without neurological signs, hydroxycobalamin, 1 mg intramuscular 3 times a week for 2 weeks, then 1 mg every 2 months. With neurological signs, hydroxycobalamin, 1 mg intramuscular on alternate days until improvement, then 1 mg every 2 months. Folic acid 5 mg orally daily for at least 2 months. Iron supplementation with ferrous sulfate 200 mg orally every 8 hours for at least 3 months. Hemolytic anemia. Classification and causes: acquired, autoimmune, alloimmune, microangiopathic, mechanical from graft or valve. Hereditary: membrane defects like spherocytosis or elliptocytosis, enzyme defects like G6PD or pyruvate kinase deficiency, globin defects like SS, SC, or thalassemia. Others: infections such as malaria or clostridia. Signs: pallor, jaundice, splenomegaly. Investigations: full blood count, reticulocyte count, direct and indirect bilirubin, peripheral smear. Treatment: supportive care. Treat the underlying cause, blood transfusion if severe, plasmapheresis if indicated. Pharmacological: immunosuppressants for autoimmune hemolytic anemia, including prednisolone, cyclophosphamide, cyclosporin, azathioprine, or intravenous immunoglobulin. Folic acid 5 mg orally daily. Surgical: splenectomy if unresponsive to pharmacological treatment.